This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Bill Gillen is CEO of the Cotton Board. They take the assessment for the cotton checkoff and then invest it.
The research and promotion program has been in place since 1967, 68. Revenue levels jumped significantly after 1990 when the assessment, number one, was made mandatory, and number two, the cotton content of imported products was made subject to the assessment, bringing importers into the program. The jump in 1992 was significant. It led to about 10 years of a roughly $60 million program. But since 2006, we fluctuated between $70 and $80 million annually, largely dependent on U.S. Acreage levels, U.S. production and acreage levels. But for the purposes of the economic analysis conducted by Dr. Capps and Williams, data prior to 1986 is not included in the, quote, life of the program analysis. The data sets available before 1986 are simply not detailed or consistent enough for the purposes of this type of report. Also, it's important to consider that while the budget in actual dollars has increased fairly steadily since 1991, the impact of inflation tends to reduce the buying power of those dollars. For example, the $60 million budget in 1996 had significantly more buying power than our current $82 million budget.
Learn more online at igrowcotton.com.